Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to mold you, make you somebody great in this life. Amen. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit. We are here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do to let you know that man called Jesus can set you free. Praise God. Get you ready for heaven. Praise the Lord. We have this powerful message. We're trying to wrap it up during the month of June here on the broadcast. Praise God. Talking about the grace of God. We are like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate, turn to today's broadcast for the continuation of the message during the month of June. The grace of God. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for a miracle. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, Jesus put things on a better promise to fix it so we could come all the way out of sin. Not just part the way out, but all the way out. God wants his children to come all the way out of sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And there's only one way to get all the way out. That is through the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Grace. Because man was in a bad fix. King David was in a bad fix. The old patriarchs in the Old Testament, they were all in a bad fix. Because Adam put us in a bad fix. But the second man, Adam, which is Jesus Christ, came into the world to be able to bring us out of the trap that Adam, the first man Adam, put us in. Praise God. Thank God for Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus paid the debt on Calvary's cross so we can come all the way out of sin. Those of you that are trying to serve God in your sins, I got good news to let you know. Jesus come to bring you all the way out. It's not enough to join a church. It's not enough to shake a preacher's hand. It's not enough to confess Christ and still continue sinning and repenting every day. But Jesus come to bring you all the way out of sin so you can live right Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, serve the Lord with victory over sin. Got the devil where he belongs, that is under your feet.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Missionary Velvet, glory to God. Romans 5 and 8. What did Paul say? Romans 5 and 8. Praise God. Jesus fixed it so we could be free. Praise the Lord.
Romans 5 and 8. But God commanded his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
God showed his love while we were still in the trap of Adam. sinning and can't stop. Christ gave his life so we can be free. We can come out, praise God, all the way out of sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus whipped Satan at Calvary to let you know you don't have to be a slave to the devil. Praise God. You don't have to be a slave to sin, because Jesus whipped Satan at Calvary. Fix it so you can be free. Glory to God. Titus 2 and 11. Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say? Titus 2 and 11.
Titus 2 and 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men.
Let you know, Jesus is God's grace that appeared to let us know Jesus come to save us from our sins.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus come to take sin out of you. If you take the desire of sin out of you, you don't have anything to sin with. Call it the desire gone. The taste is gone. You don't want it no more. Praise God. It ain't like some people think. You be struggling, fighting, want to do it and can't do it. Trying to fight in a struggle. It ain't like that. When the Lord take that desire away, you don't want it no more. He'll take away the desire for alcohol, for drugs, for fornication, adultery. Take all that stuff away. You don't want it no more. He don't entertain you no more. Praise God. Because the Lord done gave you victory. Praise the Lord. You don't curse no more. Praise God. You don't gamble no more. You don't go to the clubs and dance for the devil no more. Why? Because the Lord done took it away. Praise God. That's something to shout about. Glory to God. You can love your wife. No cheating in your marriage. Love your husband. No cheating in your marriage. No divorcing and remarry. Why? Because the Lord done took your sins away. Jesus done took your sins away. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's something to shout about. That's why them sanctified people used to say, I got victory over sin. Victory over sin. Praise God. Shouting victory over sin. Holy Ghost feel victory over sin. When the Lord washed you in the blood, sanctify you holy. Praise God. He give you victory. Victory over sin. Praise God. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
It said, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
You heard what that Bible said? That's what God wants. He wants you to deny worldly, ungodly lust. No true saint needs to be involved in worldly lust. Praise God. The Lord done set you free. That's what sanctification is all about. You live a sanctified life, separated from the world. The world is out of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord took the world out of me. That's why I can preach holiness here on the broadcast. Amen. Praise the Lord. So many preachers not preaching holiness. They done left holiness. But I'm still here. I'm still preaching holiness. Praise God. Amen. Because the Lord sanctified me. He breathed in my soul. Glory to God. Amen. Gave me joy on the inside where I can dance and shout and praise God. I don't need no praise dancer to entertain me. Because I've got joy on the inside. I can praise God myself. Because I got Jesus stretched out in my sanctified soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We deny ungodly and worldly lust. We should live soberly. That means live right. Let your light shine. Let people know I'm a child of God. I'm not ashamed. Let people know I got Jesus in my soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. We live in a day and time. People are ashamed to say they're sanctified. Jesus said, you'll be ashamed of me. I'll be ashamed of you when I stand before my Father in heaven. I'm not ashamed to let people know I'm a child of God. I'm sanctified. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. We're going to pick on another broadcast, Missionary Velvet.
Praise Him.
The grace of God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word, the grace of God. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in the heart. Want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick of their bodies. Immunize the people of God from the coronavirus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know the power of God is just the same today in 2021, like we read it in the Word of God. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. Hallelujah. This song said there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he would do the very same thing for you. Hallelujah. So there is, the Lord can save you. He can deliver you. He can set you free. Hallelujah. So you believe that, praying that message out of home, that's praying. Hallelujah. You can be free. Hallelujah. And you can say, Lord, I thank you for forgiving me for my sin. Lord, I thank you for giving me peace with you. Lord, I thank you how you sanctified me, took out the desire to do wrong. Hallelujah. And the Lord can fill you with his Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. So there is no secret what he can do. So you hold on and hang on in there. Hallelujah. Don't behind prison bars. We praise the Lord for you. You are important to Ella Holmes and I. And like I often say, that if the Lord, if he has to reach way down, the Lord can pick you up. Like no matter what he's done, you have done, the Lord can deliver you. Hallelujah. He can give you peace and joy right behind prison bars. And that's what those in the free world, your prayer support of our ministry, continue to pray for. We pray for you. Remember that God loves with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, for all of us, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, hallelujah, he is able to perform. I implore you to give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for the Missionary Velvet and myself. Soon we get a green light. Be going back into the jails and prisons, doing what the Lord called us to do, to minister to those that's behind prison bars. In the meantime, we'll be like we'll always be. Do preach the gospel here on radio. Praise the Lord. And also, for those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Any time of day or night. To the broadcast, Chaplain William Holm, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus could come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.